B, I was just thinking about this. So they're on today, tomorrow. They're off Saturday. Back on Sunday, Monday.
Probably off Tuesday?
No, I think they're off Monday, on Tuesday, Wednesday travel day.
They practice.
No, Monday's off.
Really?
I'll confirm. I mean, they just sent me this.
They're off Saturday, right?
Off, I think off Saturday, off Monday. I got it right here. All right. So yesterday was an off day. On today, on tomorrow, Saturday off, on Sunday, off Monday, Tuesday on. But B, after Tuesday, so then it's a travel day to New York on Thursday, off Friday, game Saturday, off Sunday, travel day, game day, whatever. So then the following week, it's probably the same schedule. Maybe we're on Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, travel day. Then it's Miami practice, off the 16th, game on the 17th, off the 18th. And then I think they're going to give them off that Monday and try to make everything into a normal week.
Are they practicing on 18th?
No, they're traveling back from Miami.
Okay, good.
So that's your birthday.
Because I wasn't going to be here anyway.
They're practicing. I mean, you're going to be flying back from Miami.
Yeah, probably going to have something in my bag, too.
Well, I'm curious.
I may just stay in Miami.
Well, dude, I'm curious your travel arrangements, because I'm flying back the morning, right? But I don't get invited onto private jets. Now, that's a late game. That's a 7 o'clock kick, right?
I'll let you know what I'm going to do, Jay, ahead of time.
All right. Maybe we sneak one late night, Saturday night.
We get Duncan down there to meet us, and then we could have Leon take us through Miami.
Listen, man, I got my wife and kids coming. I don't think I can go on that.
You won't be
with us. I can't get in that Uber.
Actually, we're going to squash everything I just said. We don't even know you when we're in Miami.
Well, dude, because that Thursday, the joint practice day, is Shelby's birthday. So that's why.
Hey, man, I knew Shelby was my friend, Leo, baby.
So I think what I'm basically saying is, and I know this will sound weird, training camp's kind of almost over. Like the actual four days on, one day off, the monotony of Ashburn, just being out here in the tent. There are, in the next 3 weeks, almost more travel and away practices games than there are training camp Ashburn practices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you combine that with the Hall of Fame game tonight, like, football is coming, man.
Well, we got to stop saying football is coming. That's a game tonight, dog. Football is here. Listen, soon as the first day of training camp opens and you start smelling that fresh cut grass and you hear the sound of the shoulder pads hitting each other, that's when football's back. I know the real games haven't started yet, but ask any one of those players that's been practicing for a week right now. Well, the damn rookies, damn near 2 weeks. Ask them what they feel now and how it's training camp and how it's football.
And some of them,
it may be coming to an end real close, real soon. Some of them is just starting.
I am with you, Brian. When it comes to the position battles they've got going on out here, and they're obviously pushing competition, and I think we're going to see more roster churn throughout August. Is there a battle, a position that you're most interested in?
I sit and I watch the guys catching punts, and I know most people don't do this. I watch the guys catching punts, and my whole thing is, I don't care what position you play, you need to have a legitimate backup. And I watch all the guys catching punts, and if I were their coaches, only one guy would pass as far as how he catches it and where he's ready to go as soon as the ball is in his hand, and that's Crowder. The rest of them will fail because they're back. They take 2-3 steps back. They take steps to the side. They're catching it square. Then they have to gather, you know. And that is just telling people when you catch that ball, you need to be getting started upfield. Because the more you allow that coverage team to run closer to you and they get a shorter period to break down in, you're not going to have much success. And the rest of the guys, there are guys, and I'm not going to call out names. I'm watching guys catching balls off the jugs machine. And they can't time the damn ball. If you can't time it off a jugs machine, which is basically like, if you like, when I went down to Virginia Beach, yep. They had the Nolan Ryan, the little pitching thing at 104 miles per hour. You know what happens to it? It pitches the same every damn pitch. So if you can't catch up to it, you're crazy. That jugs machine is just shooting the ball like it's a pass, and they cannot. A lot of them can't gather for that. That's a person I don't want back there catching punts whatsoever. So I'm watching that position to see who's going to be the second guy.
Sammerstill, obviously he's going to be.
I haven't seen Mikey back there a lot.
How do you balance, like you specifically, because you knew your role on these teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about like when Santana would go back there and return. A guy like Samardzija, who you need defensively.
Yeah.
But maybe he helps you in the return game. I mean, he mentioned him as a kick returner, too.
It comes when it's a certain level game. But the ultimate thing is, I was drafted because they – remember Darryl Green in the playoffs where he ripped his ribs?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I got drafted later and became a kick return, punt returner. Because they didn't want to keep putting him in harm's way. He didn't even get hit on that play.
Right.
He jumped somebody and ripped it. When I got here, D. Green was the first person to tell me, thank you for being here. After returning my first kickoff, he was like, thank you. You can return punts. I'm thinking to myself, return a damn punt? I'm not returning no punts. But the ultimate thing is you don't want to use Mikey unless you have to. So if you can find somebody like a Crowder who's been doing it or somebody else that can become that guy and can be very good at both of them, then you don't have to put those other guys in harm's way. Now, if you get in a situation like Andy would do and he would put Tyreek back there, we're in the playoffs, we need a big play. DeSean Jackson, when the Eagles would do it with Andy, but Andy again, knowing how to use the best player at the best moment, you do that. But if ultimately you don't want anybody that's going to be having significant playing time starting being your punt returner and kick returner.
It's a balance act. And I think one thing I always say about the NFL is that the margins in this league are razor thin. And, mm-hmm. and something like that where, you know, you need Samardzija, right? But you also sometimes are going to need a play.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like if you get a 17-yard punt return and all of a sudden your team has first and 10 at the opponent's 45, you know how much that changes a game?
It changes the game, but I think the times when you want to use those guys, that guy, based off what I'm looking at with Samardzija, I think he's going to be a player. When you want to use him, it's not in the second game of the season in a situation. It's in when you get down the stretch at the end of the year, you need somebody to make a play, playoff time, if you were to happen to make it into a Super Bowl, that's when you want to use that guy. But ultimately, I don't think you want to put him back there.
Let's do this. They brought Riley Patterson in from Jacksonville to increase the competition at kicker. Sometimes, what does Gordon Gekko say? Greed is good. The kickers went live today from 27, 33, 37, 47, and 53. So that's five kicks each for two guys, 10 kicks. How many misses you think?
Of all three of them?
Of all 10 of them. Two guys, five kicks each. Including going from 27 to 53.
I'm going to go that they, from 23 to 53 yards?
27 to 33, 37, 47, 53.
They hit all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes competition is
good. Hey, competition is good because you know what? If you miss one, you're done.
Well, you know what just happened to Riley Patterson? He got cut. The skins were able to sign him on waivers because he was on waivers.
You know what? Getting cut sometimes changes your mindset. I played 10 straight years here. I felt good. I knew what I was doing, everything right. But then somebody runs in and cuts you. The next 3 years became very, very good as I got older. Why? Because you don't get complacent anymore. You don't get comfortable. You always constantly have to work at it. So Riley Patterson was just cut. So little man out here, Mr. Ahmet, he better be ready because you're fighting somebody who's been through it already, who got released and know how that feeling is.
I mean, I think kickers, if you're going to be a kicker in the NFL, you got to have serious thick skin because everybody's getting cut, right? Ahmet, I think, got cut last year by the Packers. He played in one game for the Packers, so I'm sure he was on some practice squads. Riley Peterson has a lot more experience than Ahmet. I mean, physically, they look the exact same. They're both kind of small fellas.
That's the kickers, Jay.
Right. I mean, Patterson has a bigger profile, but you and I said it at 2.5 a week ago. Mm-hmm. The amount of kickers we see come through.
We're at 2 already.
We're already at 2, and it's August 1st. You know what I mean?
So when I took the over, I was right. Right.
Right. We both took it. Like it's August 1st,
well,
and we're already there.
We could be wrong because Riley or Ahmet.
Well, Ahmed.
Either one of those two may get the message right now and say I'm not releasing this. They may pull a David Akers on us.
I mean,
and be here for the next 10 and a half years.
You know who wants that to happen? Dan Quinn and Larry Izzo.